Yo, what is up, guys? I see you have decided to keep listening to these drug profiles. Awesome. Hey, it's Blake, the CCP from rural Montana. I am excited to be here to hopefully help you recall important drugs when Instructor Alderman calls on you. I've been the guy who looked like the deer in the headlights, and I know exactly how that is. Let's get it on. The good stuff, not made in a basement lab by your neighbor. This is the purest of pure synthetic wonder we call fentanyl, aka sublimaze. You've got a trauma patient screaming like a banshee, leg bent at a right angle. You don't want their blood pressure to crater, so you reach for fentanyl. Dose is 1 microgram per kilogram IV, or 2 micrograms per kilogram IN if veins are hiding. Mechanism: binds to opioid receptors, raises pain threshold, and gives the patient a break from reality. Bonus: quick onset, short half-life. Downside: if you overdo it, you've just manufactured apnea in a confined space on wheels. The old school go-to narcotic analgesic. This drug has its place, but it also has pitfalls. Morphine sulfate. I will say it again. Next up, morphine. The old reliable. Dose is 2 to 4 milligrams IV. It works well for chest pain or burns, and reduces preload and afterload. Basically, it hugs the heart and brain at the same time. But morphine is clingy. It lingers longer than fentanyl, and drops BP harder than a rookie after a 48-hour shift. So, great drug, but respect the side effects. It will literally depress a respiratory drive so fast that you better have a BVM ready. Hopefully the cops have not already pumped so much of this drug up the nose of your unresponsive patient before you get there. Can you guess what I am talking about? Yes, I am talking about naloxone, aka Narcan. Yep, the paramedics' love-hate relationship. Narcan is a wonderful tool when used appropriately. Doses 0.4 to 2 milligrams IVIN. Works by yeeting opioids off receptor sites, waking up the patient you thought was 1 foot into the afterlife. Sounds heroic, but be careful. You're not creating a grateful survivor. You're creating an angry addict going through withdrawal in the back of your truck. Titrate, or you'll regret it. Seriously, unless you like a puking, fighting, more than likely naked, angry, dirty patient trying to fight you and all your friends. You need to knock out that whacked out neural activity? Yep, we have a tool for that. Diazepam, aka Valium. The OG benzo. Not carried by many services anymore, but it still has its place. So, your patient's seizing like a blender on high. Diazepam, 2 to 10 milligrams slow IV. Enhances GABA to slam the brakes on neural activity. Great anticonvulsant, but it hangs around longer than your ex's stuff in your closet. You know, the stuff you don't want your new friend to see. Side effects: hypotension and respiratory depression, because nothing says stable patient like turning a seizure into an airway emergency. The alleged replacement for Valium: midazolam, aka Versed. The slicker, newer benzo. Dose: 2 to 5 milligrams IV/IM, or 0.1 milligrams per kilogram for kids. Works fast, wears off quicker. Perfect for seizing children, chemical restraint, or cardioversion sedation. Causes amnesia too, so your patient won't remember your shaky IV attempt. Problem? It loves to depress respirations. So don't go heavy unless you enjoy holding a BVM for half your shift. Seriously. Kind of a pretty slick, does-it-all super drug that is showing up at more and more services. Ketamine, a.k.a. Ketalar. Oftentimes referred to as the wild card, I am talking about ketamine. Pain management, chemical restraint, or part of RSI, it does it all. Doses 0.1 to 0.5 milligrams per kilogram IV for pain, or up to 2 milligrams per kilogram IV for RSI. Mechanism, blocks NMDA receptors, essentially disconnecting pain perception from consciousness. Translation, your patient may look awake, but they're off riding unicorns in the astral plane. Side effects, hallucinations, hypertension, and tachycardia. It's like fentanyl, LSD, and Red Bull had a love child. Would that not be amazing to sip on during those long text-only slide lectures? Hell yes.
All right, let's wrap this group of stepchildren up.
Here's the crash course. Fentanyl equals fast, clean, short-acting narcotic. Morphine equals reliable but BP-dropping classic. Narcan equals instant opioid eviction notice, angry patients included. Diazepam equals the long-lasting benzo, good for seizures, not for getting your truck back in service quickly. Midazolam equals the quick benzo, short duration, amnesia, but respiratory roulette. And finally, ketamine equals the Swiss Army knife of sedation, pain, RSI, chemical restraint, but with bonus hallucinations. Bottom line, narcotics, benzos, and ketamine can make you look like a magician. Just don't overdose your audience, or the show ends with you bagging your own patient. More correctly, ventilating your patient, according to Instructor Alderman. Because we bag groceries. Okay. Thanks for listening. I truly hope this helps. Keep up the good work and remember, integrity is what you do when nobody is looking. Be safe.